May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
愿平安归到我们中弟兄姐妹们。
This morning, the topic for our mutual encouragement is things to avoid and to pursue.
今天与大家来讨论的是当逃避与追求的事。
In our life, every one of us should have some kind of goal.
在我们的生命上，我们每个人都有某个目标。
If we have a right goal, we pursue the right thing, and our life will be very happy and successful.
如果我们有一个正确的目标，追求正确的事情，那我们的生活将会充满喜乐，充满成功。
While we're pursuing the right goal, we must avoid the distraction or the false goal or the not important things in our life.
那要追求这个正确目标的时候，我们就要去逃避那些假的事情，不正确的事情。
But if somebody have a wrong objective, a wrong goal in their life,
如果一个人在他生命上有一些错误的目标的话，
and then their whole life will be ruined.
那他整个人生将会被破坏了。
Spiritually, it's the same.
那同样的，在属灵上也是如此。
In the book of 2 Timothy, it's the last letter that Paul has ever written, and the last letter he wrote to Timothy.
那提摩太后书是保罗所写的最后一封书信，同时也是他最后一次写信给提摩太。
And Paul knows that he is no longer living the world for very soon.
因为保罗知道他在世将是不久了。
But he wants to remind Timothy some important things.
但是他却要提醒，把一些重要的事情提醒提摩太。
Because the time that Timothy is working in and the situation at the time in the world is very dangerous.
因为当时提摩太他工作的那个环境和那个地方是非常危险的。
Not only physically they are facing persecution.
不但只在肉体上他们是面对着逼迫。
But spiritually there are a lot of problems in the church.
在属灵上呢，教会里面也发生很多的问题。
So how can Timothy deal with this problem?
那提摩太怎么去处理这些事情呢？
So Paul told Timothy, you should tell yourself and also remember to avoid certain things.And to pursue certain things.
所以保罗就告诉提摩太说，你要告诉自己，并且告诉教会里面的人，要追求某些事情，同时也要逃避某些事情。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
我们看提摩太后书第二章
，verse 16，
第十六节。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 16.
提摩太后书第二章第十六节，提摩太后书二章十六节，十六节，但要逃远避世俗的虚谈，因为这等人。必进到根不进前的地步。
Here Paul told Timothy is avoid ungodly and profane and worldly chat.
这里保罗告诉提摩太要要远避世俗的虚谈。
Because those kind of people will like to engage or pursue this kind of unworthy worldly chat will become more and more ungodly.
因为那些喜欢谈这些事情的人呢，他们会慢慢的进入根不进前的地步。
He is talking about the people in the church and the conversation which is going on.
他这里所讲的就是指着教会里面那些人他们所谈论的事情。
Brother and sister, we gather every Sabbath. Of course, we will talk about things.
弟兄姐妹们，我们每个星期六聚集在一起，当然我们会讨论一些事情。
It's good to talk about each other, how each other doing in the past week.
我们当然是好的，我们互相问好，互相问我们在上个星期我们怎么过。
What is the problem you're facing? Do you need my help? Or do you need my prayer?
或者是说你正在面对什么问题需要我帮忙吗？
So it's good to use the word of God to encourage each other every time we meet.
所以当然每次我们碰面，我们都用神的话来互相勉励，这样子是非常好的。
But at that time that the church thatTimothy were working in. Actually, there are some people when they sit down together, they do not talk about positive things.
可是在当时提摩太他所处的那个环境那个教会呢，当他们坐下来的时候，他们并不是讨论一些积极的事情。
There are some people always like to talk about something negative.
因为有些人他们常常都喜欢讨论一些消极的事。
And this something negative is not only about just daily life.
那这些消极的事不单只是日常生活的事。
Is that there are some different idea, different thinking about the Bible, about the basic doctrine?
而是对于圣经里面一些基本的教训，他们都有不同的 意见。
We know the word of God is very clear and very precise.
我们知道神的话是很清楚的，是很精准的。
Through the teaching of Lord Jesus Christ and the teaching of apostle was laid out very clearly in the Bible in for us.
因为主耶稣的教训和使徒们的教导呢，在圣经里面都很清楚的告诉我们的。
But at that time, some people they learn some philosophy from the world. They make some friend from the world. They are influenced by outside.
可是当时那些人他们因为学习了一些世上的一些哲学，还有跟世上的一些人讨论了一些世上的事情，所以他们就对于圣经有点不同的看法。
And they have a lot of question on the basic doctrine. There are a lot of question about the belief in the church.
他们对于教会里面的基本信仰基本教训都有很多问题。
And then they want people to talk about it.
而且他们也要求别人来讨论这些事情。
And the more people talk about it, the more doubts that people have.
当人更加讨论这些事情的时候，他们就会更加有怀疑的心。
You know, whenever we talk something, if we talk about something positive, we should encourage our faith.
当我们讨论一些事情，如果我们是以正面的态度去讨论，那会就是说能够勉励我们的信心。
Or in Bible study, the more we study, we should increase our faith.
那比如说我们在查考圣经，我们越查考更多，我们的信仰应当是更加好。
But if we talk about the wrong thing,
可是如果我们讨论错误的事情
，study about the wrong direction,
以从错误的方向去做查考
，the more you study, the more confused you become.
那我们查考更多，我们就变得更加的迷惑。
The more you study, the more doubt you have about the Bible.
查考更多，对于圣经就有更多的疑惑了。
This not nothing wrong with the Bible.
这其实并不是圣经有问题
，It's your attitude you have problem.
而是我们这个态度上有问题。
So Paul told Timothy.
所以保罗告诉提摩太
，You should avoid these unworthy, profane, worldly chatters.
所以要远避这些世俗的叙谈。
Because the more people talk about that, the more ungodly they'll become.
因为当人们更加讨论这些事情的时候，就变得更不敬虔了。
No edification.
是不造就的。
And then their attitude to God is less and less fervent.
那对于在敬畏神这件事情上呢，就会变得越来越不敬畏神了。
Paul gave example.
保罗就给了一些榜样。
Let's say 例子。
例子。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
嗯。
提摩太后书第二章第十七节，十七节，他们的话如同毒疮，越烂越大，其中有许米乃和非礼徒。第十八节，他们偏离了正道，说复活的事已过，就败坏好些人的信心。
Paul was very clear who was the problem maker in the church at that time.
在当时，保罗都很清楚谁是教会里面制造问题的人。
These two persons that he mentioned.
就是这里所提的两个人。
What did they say at that time?
当时他们在说什么呢
？They say there's no more resurrection.
因为他们说已经没有复活这件事情了。
Talk about Jesus because Christian belief, the core belief is Jesus Christ resurrected.
因为在基督徒的信仰的中心点的主要的就是耶稣基督他已经复活了。
And whoever believes in him in the future shall resurrect.
而且将来那些相信他的人也要复活。
This is our core belief.
这就是我们这的信仰的主要的中心点。
Because resurrection means overcome death, overcome sin.
因为复活代表了我们胜过了死亡，胜过了罪。
But these two persons, they tell people there's no resurrection going on.
可是这里这两个人呢，他们却像很多人说复活的事情已经没有了。
Not for you at least.
基本上就是至少说你是不会复活的。
And people the faith they got affected.
那因此呢，很多人的信仰因此而受影响。
Here Paul used an analogy using the source, the source to spread out the whole body.
这里保罗就说 这种这样子的事情呢，就如同毒疮越烂越大到整个身体上。
Wrong teaching can affect people just like infectious sores.
那这些假的、这些错误的教训呢，会影响人，就好像这些毒疮那样。
At the beginning, it only starts very small, one or two person.
因为开始的时候是很小的一群人，只是一两个人。
And then people interested, and then people talk about it, and then just affect more and more people.
后来有人就觉得有感兴趣，然后越多人也谈，就变成影响更多的人了。
And the church became very confused.
后来教会就变得非常的迷惑。
So Paul told Timothy.
所以保罗告诉提摩太
，You have to avoid this kind of discussion or this kind of empty chatting, which affect the faith.
要远避这种世俗的叙谈，这种这样子的谈话。
You should avoid them, stop them, do not let them talk.
要远避他们，要阻止他们，不要让他们继续讲下去。
And you yourself should not be very interested in the argument.
而且你自己本身呢，也不要对这种这样子的讨论感兴趣。
What can we do today?
今天我们能够做什么呢
？2000 years ago, it happened in the church.
那在2000年前，这种事情在教会里面发生。
2000 years now later, now today modern time it can happen even more.
今天两千年以后的今天，这种事情可能在教会里面更加会发生。
Because today people are educated.
因为今天的人都已经受了很多教育。
Everybody have the Bible.
每个人手中都有圣经。
Everybody we educated in the Bible and somehow.
因为每个人多多少少都认识了圣经的一点点。
And the more important is nowadays people have a lot of connection with outside.
而且更重要的是，现在很多人都以外面的人和事都有很多关系。
For example, we go to school, we study thinking from outside.
比如说，我们去学校，我们就从学校那边拿了一些那他们的教导。
We study philosophy, we study science, we study different religions.
我们学习哲学，我们学习科学，也学习了不同宗教的教训。
If we're not careful, very easily we can be influenced by outside thinking and put it into the Bible and explain the Bible the wrong way.
如果我们不小心的话，我们就很容易的被这些所影响，而把这些这样子的教训放在圣经里面，然后去用这个来去解释圣经。
So some people will do this.
有些人他们就是如此。
Even different time period.
在不同的时代都曾经发生。
But Paul said.
可是保罗说。
Be very careful what you hear, what you listen, what you see.
对于你所听的，你所看的，你要非常的小心。
Because nowadays people have freedom of speech.
因为今天我们都强调要有言论自由。
Everybody can say something, write something on the internet.
每个人都有这个自由，可以在这个网络上写一下事情，
people,
写一些东西，或者是说一些东西。
Some people can even write a lot of doubt, question about the basic doctrine or about the church on the internet.
有些人在网络上写了对于教会的一些他们所怀疑的事情，或者是他们一些他们的问题，
对信仰上、对教会，
对信仰上、对教会上的一些怀疑，
even post some negative comment，
甚至也放上了一些消极的他们的
意见
负面意见。
Now what should we do？
我们应当怎么做呢
？There was a sister，
有一位姐妹。
One day she was searching on the internet，
有一天她在网络上在搜索
，and then she saw a blog。
然后他看到一个布洛克。
And then, wow, she's talking about is posted by people from our church. Posted by people from our church.
他看到我们教会有人在上面放了一些事情。
And then she go inside to take a look because she's interested. What's going on?
因为他感兴趣，所以他就跑去进去读。
And people talk about some very controversial things.
因为有人谈论了一些非常有争议性的事情。
And then she's very interested. She wanted to go inside.
他就很感兴趣，所以他就进去再看更多。
When she go inside, the more she read,
他读更多。
Her heart feel very confused.
他的心里就更加觉得迷惑。
Because she never have such problem before.
因为之前他完全没有这样子的问题。
But the more she read,
可是当他读了更多以后
，the more she started to doubt.
他就开始有这个怀疑的心了。
Doubt about God.
他怀疑神。
Doubt about the Bible.
怀疑圣经。
Doubt about the church.
怀疑教会。
And then, because every day when she log on, she read such things.
因为每一次当她上网的时候，她会去做这些查考。
She's very interested in what other people say.
她也很感兴趣别人对于所讨论的他们有什么意见。
Suddenly, one day when she prayed,
有一天当她祷告的时候，
she realized she should stop reading those things.
那她就明白到，发现到她应当停止在读这些了。
Because when she spent all her time reading on the blog of what other people write, she stopped reading the Bible or reading less.
因为当她花很多时间去读别人的部落客的时候，她就没有时间去读她自己的圣经了。
And when she read some negative comment, her heart become negative.
当她看到这些负面的意见，她的心里面也变得非常负面。
She feels that her relationship with God is far and far.
她觉得她跟神的关系越来越远离了。
Then the Holy Spirit tell her she should not continue engaging in reading what people say or this conversation which does not edify.
所以圣灵在她心里面告诉她，她不应当再继续读这些别人所写的对于她的信仰没有造就的事情。
Holy Spirit tell her if she has the time, she should read Bible.
因为圣灵告诉他，如果他有时间，他必须要读圣经。
Holy Spirit will encourage her through the Word of God.
因为圣灵会借着神的话来勉励他。
Thank God, after she stopped reading all the people, whatever people write the blog, and her faith come back.
感谢神，他 停止去读这些布洛克所写的东西以后，他的信仰慢慢好起来了。
She said, "I want to follow, focus on Lord Jesus Christ, focus on the Word."
所以现在他说他要专心专注于耶稣基督，专心于神所讲的话。
So this is the information age. Everybody have the freedom to post whatever he or she want to say in the internet.
这是一个资讯发达的时代，每个人都有他的权利和自由在网上去。上载一些他们所要说的事情。
You have the responsibility for yourself.
可是你对于自己呢，却要有责任。
What you read, what you hear, does it affect your faith? You have to make the right choice.
那你必须要做一个正确的选择。你所读的，你所听的，是否会影响你的信仰
？Are you focused on God's word? Are you focused on people's comment?
你是专心在神的话上呢，还是专心在别人所提供的意见上
？Or when we sit together, when we study the Bible, what should we pursue?
那当我们坐在一起查考圣经的时候，我们的追求是什么追求呢？
Oh, let's read the same chapter, chapter 2.
我们看同一章，第二章。
Verse 14 and 15.
第十四、十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 14 and 15.
提摩太后书第二章十四、十五节。十四节，你要使众人回想这些事，在主面前嘱咐他们，不可为言语争辩，这是没有益处的。只能败坏听见的人。十五节，你当切立在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着真义分解真理的道。
Paul told Timothy to avoid people engaging in debate which does not edify anyone.
这里说不要参与那些不能造就人的那种言语上的争辩。
The word of God is very clear. You don't have to debate.
因为神的话是很清楚的，不需要去争辩的。
The word of God is for you to practice, for you to put into action.
神的话是让我们来实行的，来行出来的。
After you put into practice, you get blessed.
那当我们行出神的话，我们就得到祝福。
The word of God is not for you to debate.
神的话不是让我们去做争辩的。
So what should you do, Timothy?
提摩太当做什么呢？
Verse 15.
第十五节。
Strive yourself to be a good and pleased worker pleasing to God.
就是你当卸力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人。
You should pursue to divide the word of God correctly.
所以要追求就是要
按着正义分解真理的
道。按着正义分解真理的道。
Now that every has a Bible.
那现在每一个人都有圣经。
Every denomination use the same Bible.
每一个教派都是用着同一本圣经。
But that the interpretation is very different.
可是每一个人对于圣经的解释都不一样。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they don't do it according to the right way to divide the word of God.
因为他们没有按着真义来分解真理的道。
If you are not by the Holy Spirit or the right method to divide the word of God, you can get whatever interpretation you want to have.
如果是没有圣灵的带领，我们就不能够按着真义来分解，根据自己的意思来去解释了。
So that's why we have to go back to the Bible.
所以我们必须要回归到圣经。
Learn the right method.
要学习正确的方式。
And ask the Holy Spirit to guide.
而且请求圣灵带领我们。
So you don't interpret the Bible according to your way.
而不是用自己的方式去解释圣经。
But by the Holy Spirit.
可是却是按着跟着顺着圣灵。
And then using the right method.
用正确的方式。
And next week we will start to have our national adult theological seminar.
下个礼拜我们开始就有这个成年神学训练班。
The theological seminar is to help us, to help members, to equip ourselves how to go deeper into the Bible.
这是要帮助我们的信徒装备他们如何去更加深入的去了解圣经。
It's to go deeper in a systematic way. We'll study book by books.
我们会一本一本书很有次序的去学习。
So it's going to be very edifying spiritually good for all of us.
是非常有造就，而且在属灵上对我们大家都非常好的。
If we put our heart into learning the word of God.
如果我们有真的在学习神的话上用心的话。
In the end time, we will not be deceived.
那在末日的时候，我们将不会被迷惑。
So I hope that we will, even though you cannot come full time, you try to come after work evening. The church will provide dinner.
虽然可能我们没有不能够参加全日参加，可是至少我们可以在傍晚的时候来参加，教会也会为我们预备晚餐。
Or you're working at home, you take care of the kids. The church will always.Do the live stream. You can use your computer at home. If you live very far, you can still join the class.
那如果虽然是住在很远的地方，不能够来，或者在家里面要看顾孩子，也可以通过这个上网，因为教会会把这些上课都放在网上。
现场直播、啊、
现场直播。
So we have to root, we have to root ourselves in the teaching of God.
所以我们必须要在神的正道上扎根。
Avoid ungodly, controversial debate or doubtful chatters.
要避免的这些虚空的言语上的争辩。
Let's turn back to 2 Timothy.
我们再回去看提摩太后书。
2 Timothy.
提摩太后书。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22.
第二十二节。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22.
提摩太后书第二章第二十二节。对不起。
Please read.
二十二节。二十二节，你要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Here Paul told Timothy, you should flee, you should run away from youthful lust.
这里保罗告诉提摩太要逃避少年的私欲。
Timothy was a young man.
提摩太是一个年轻人。
Even though he has the heart to work for God.
虽然他有心要为神工作。
But of course he still has the character of a young person.
当然他还是有着年轻人的那种心情。
What does it mean, youthful lust?
那这少年的私欲是什么意思呢？
Of course, when a baby was born, when a child was born, he or she is very innocent. He doesn't have much of the desire of the lust, just like a fully grown adult.
当然，当一个婴孩刚出生他是很天真的，他不会有这些成人的那一种欲念欲望。
But when a person grows up,
可是当一个人慢慢长大以后
，the sinful desire or the sin in the heart become also fully grown.
那个。有罪的私欲就在心里面慢慢的增长了。
So Paul told Timothy, if you want to work for God, if you want to do something for the Lord,
那这里保罗告诉提摩太，如果你要为神工作
，or if you want God to work with you,
或者是说你要神与你同工
，you have to run away from some negative things. This is the youthful lust.
就是要逃，你就要逃避那些负面的事情，就是这些少年的私欲。
What is the youthful lust?
什么是少年的私欲呢？
And of course, it can refer to the character that's shared by some young people.
当然是可以指着一些年轻人所共有的一些态度。
And of course, not only limited to the young people.
当然也不单只是年轻人。
But young people usually will have those.
而这种态度呢，通常是在年轻人身上可以看得比较多。
For example, proud.
比如说
pride,
骄傲。
Impatient.
没有耐心
，intolerance
不能够
不能容忍别人，
不能容忍别人
，and then a love of argument，
或者是喜欢跟人家争辩
啊。These are also the young people character，
这些都是年轻人他们的那种表现。
Even though they have the heart for God， but usually sometimes it's impulsive， it's used to go ahead by instinct。
虽然他们有心要为神工作，可是很多时候他们都是非常冲动的。
And they have so much self-assertion, so much self-confidence on themselves.
在他们心里面是充满着自信。
And also self-focus.
而且也常常都只是非常的自我。
This is the character of young people.
这就是青年人所有的这种性格。
Of course, young people have energy, has health, and also have dreams, but this is a negativity of the young people character.
当然，年轻人他们也有健康，也有这个精力，可以去做很多事情。可是刚才我们所讨论的那些是年轻人他们的一些特性。
Sometimes you look at some old people, but they still act like a young people.
有时候我们看一些年长者，他们也好像年轻人那样。
Sometimes when we lose our temper, it's just like young people.
有时候我们也很像年轻人那样，很容易就发脾气。
Sometimes we are stubborn, just like a young man.
有时候我们非常的固执，就好像一个年轻人那样。
Sometimes we are proud.
有时候我们也很骄傲。
But Paul said, you have to run away from youthful lust.
可是保罗说，我们要逃避这些少年的私欲。
This negative character you can find in a young person.
这些负面的这种性格都可以在年轻人身上找得到。
But not only those.
不单止这些。
Paul talk about you have to maintain purity among opposite sex.
这里保罗也说要在这个两性关系上要保持纯洁。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
我们看提摩太前书。
1 Timothy chapter 5.
第五章。
1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 2.
第二节。
1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 2.
提摩太前书第五章第二节。第二节，劝老年妇女如同母亲，劝少年妇女如同姐妹，总要清清节节的。
Here Paul told Timothy that when you are dealing with opposite sex in the church, you have to have the right mindset and mentality.
这里保罗告诉提摩太，当我们与异性相处的时候，要有一个正确的观念、正确的思想。
If you are counseling or talking to an old sister, you treat her like a mother.
如果跟我们比我们年老年的妇女谈话呢，我们必须要把她当成如同自己的母亲。
You have to respect the old people.
要尊敬这些年长者。
In our church, we have a lot of young children, right? Young men, young sister, or even young kids.
在我们教会里面有很多年轻的孩童、年轻的弟兄姐妹们。
We hope we should educate our children to address each the older sister like, oh, don't talk, don't tell her the name directly.
我们希望他们对我们的年长的姐妹的时候，不要直呼他们的名字。
We should teach our children, teach our young children, youngster at home.
我们在家里面要教导他们。
Or the young people here, we should listen.
或者在这里在座的年轻人。
Oh, you see the auntie at church, you should call them, oh, so and so, mama, so and so, auntie.
如果看到某位年长的姐妹，我们必须要叫她 auntie 或者是什么妈妈这样子。
You should not directly call her name.
不应当直接呼叫他们的名字。
Because this is not polite.
因为这样子做是没有礼貌的。
You should talk to your old sister like your own mother with respect.
跟一位年长的姐妹讲话呢，要把她当要尊敬她，如同尊敬自己的母亲一样。
Talk to old brothers like your grandfather or your own father.
那跟年长的弟兄讲话，也要当他们如同自己的父亲或者是祖父那样。
This is a very important RE education.
这是在我们宗教教育上一个非常重要所要着重的事情。
If we can memorize many Bible verses, but when we come to church, we don't address people, we don't politely address.Elderly, then we lose the main point.
我们虽然可以背熟很多圣经章节，可是来到教会却不懂得跟人打招呼，跟别人谈话也不懂得如何正确的称呼人，这也是不好的。
Attitude is more than everything else.
因为我们的态度胜过于一切。
If you come to church, wow, you don't see anybody, you only see yourself.
如果来到教会目中无人，只看到自己。
Or only see your friend, you ignore the old people beside you.
或者是只看到自己的朋友。好，完全不理会身边的年长者。
Then you're missing the main point.
那我们就失去了重点了。
And then Paul told Timothy, when you deal with young sister, you have to deal with her just like your own sister with absolute purity.
那保罗说，当我们跟这些少年妇女这些在一起的时候，就要对他们如同自己的姐妹，总要清清洁洁的。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because devil is very cunning.
因为这个魔鬼呢，他非常的狡猾。
The Bible said, "Devil is just like a lion, roaring, crawling everywhere to try to devour people."
圣经告诉我们，魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
You should not think I work for God. I know the Bible. Nothing will happen to me.
我们不能够说，因为我为神工作，我对圣经很熟，所以不会有什么事情发生在我身上。
I can spend time with you, sister, together. We can alone, and no problem, because I feel God in my heart.
因为很敬畏神，我跟一位姐妹独自在一个地方也没有问题的，我是可以的。
Don't over trust yourself.
所以不要太过有自信。
Because devil more powerful than you. Because devil is in spiritual realm. He can tempt you.
因为魔鬼他是属灵的，他比你更加有能力，他会试探你。
You know, in the Christian world, if sometimes you look at the TV evangelists or very famous Christian missionaries or the speaker.
在基督教界上，我们有时会看到一些在广播上看到一些非常有名的这些布道家。
They are very famous.
他们是很出名的。
They can talk the Bible very well.
他们在谈圣经的时候都能够谈得非常流利。
But many of them fall into temptation.
可是他们很多人当中却掉入这个试探里面。
Many of them, they have an affair with the secretary or the church people. Many of them fall.
很多人都会因为跟他们的秘书或者某些教会里面的姐妹有染，所以他们就跌倒了。
Why？
为什么如此呢
？Because they are too close together.
因为他们太过亲密了。
Just like when you are driving.
就好像你开车的时候。
When you are driving, if they have the habit of tailgating or get too close to the car in front of you.
如果我们在开车的时候，我们通常如果有这种这样子的习惯，就是。跟前面的车跟得非常的靠近的时候 会发生什么事情呢
One day you bump into the car in front of you
有一天肯定我们会不小心从后面撞到别人的车了
It's only a matter of time it's not a matter of whether you will hit someone or just a matter of time
而不是说你是否会创造别人，而是你在什么时候肯定会创造别人。
So that's why we have to avoid being tempted by the devil.
所以我们要避免被这个魔鬼所试探。
There was one very famous evangelist.
有一位非常出名的布道家。
He evangelized for more than 50 years.
他已经做了布道工作有五十多年了。
And then he never have any scandal or affair.
而且也从来没有过任何的这些绯闻。
And after he retired.
他退休以后。
And then a news reporter go to interview him.
那有一位新闻从业员去采访他
，and ask him one of the question，
问他一个问题。
He ask him, you know, there's so many other TV evangelists, they also have affair with other women in the church or whatever. But why you don't fall in this area? Do you have any secret？
就问他你有什么秘诀？因为有很多其他的布道家，他们都跟其他的女人有一些发生一些问题，那你怎么能够保持自己不掉入这个陷阱呢
？This old evangelist answer very slowly.
这位老布道家慢慢地回答说
，He said，
他说
，I never allow myself to be in alone with an opposite sex with a room。
他说我永远不会让自己跟一位异性独处在一间房间里面
，except for my wife，
除了是我的妻子以外
，no other opposite sex，
没有其他的异性
，including my secretary，
这包括我的秘书
，including any sister who want to talk to me。
包括任何想要跟我谈话的姐妹
，Only my spouse can be alone with me in a room。
只有我的妻子才能够与我独处在一间房间。
I keep this rule for the past 15 years。
在过去的五十年里面，我都谨守这个规则。
That's why I didn't fall into temptation。
因此，我就没有掉入这个试探里面。
This is a very important sharing。
这是一个非常重要的分享。
Sometimes we have too much confidence in ourselves.
有时候我们对于自己太过有自信了。
I would not have problem.
我们会自以为说我不有问题了。
We know each other for so long. We're just like brother and sister.
我们这位弟兄姐妹，我们已经认识很久了。
It's impossible. Anything can happen.
是不可能在我们之间会发生任何事情的。
Or in your company, you and your colleagues, you see each other every day.
或者在公司里面，你的同事，你们每日都见面。
We are just colleagues. There's nothing will happen.
我们只是同事，不可能发生任何事情的。
We are overconfident on ourselves.
我们对于自己太过有自信了。
If you put yourself into the temptation,
如果把自己放入这个试探里面
，If you let devil to work,
如果我们让魔鬼有机会工作
，Devil will work very powerfully.
那魔鬼就会大大的去工作了。
When your mind is deceived, you cannot come out.
因为当你的思想被迷惑以后，你是很难逃脱的。
Just like King David, why did he fall?
就好像大卫王，为什么他会跌倒呢
？He did not control his heart.
因为他没有去控制自己的心。
He did not control his eye.
也没有控制自己的眼目。
One day he wake up late.
有一天他睡迟了起身。
He saw a beautiful woman bathing.
他看到一位漂亮的女人在洗澡。
Because his palace probably is higher, another story or few story higher, so it's easily to see every neighbor.
因为他的皇宫是非常高的，所以他很容易他就能够看到别人的房子。
He should avoid it.
他应该避免这件事情。
He should close his eyes and walk away.
他应该闭起他的眼睛然后离开。
Even he should pray to God, so God, sorry, I saw something I shouldn't be seeing.
甚至他应当向神祷告说：“神啊，对不起，我看到不应当看的事情。
”But instead, he keeps staring at the woman.
可是他却没有这样子做，但是却一直的望着那个女人。
He didn't run away.
他没有逃跑。
But he asked.
他还去问
，Who is this woman?
还去问这个女人是谁
？Oh, and they even send people to get her to come to her palace, his palace.
甚至差派人把那个女人叫到他的皇宫里面。
And of course, he will commit sin.
当然，这样子做他肯定会犯罪。
It's only a matter of time.
只是说他在什么时候将会犯罪
？It's go deeper and deeper into temptation.
所以他是越来越走入这个试探里面。
So there's a saying.
所以有一句话这样子说
：You cannot avoid the birds to pull on your head, right?
你不能够避免这个小鸟在你头上
撒大便。
撒大便。
But you can avoid the bird from building a nest in your head.
可是你却能够避免这个小鸟在你的头上筑这个鸟窝。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢
well, ？Accidentally, sometimes you get pulled on your head by the birds, right? You cannot avoid.
有时候这个小鸟可能会大便掉在你的头上。
But you can just wash it away.
可是你是很容易可以把它清洗掉。
But if you do nothing, you can invite a bird. You can pick a nest on your head.
可是如果我们什么都没有去做， 那我们就是让这个小鸟在我们头上筑这个鸟窝了。
You give chance to it.
因为我们让它有机会。
You invite it to come.
而且甚至邀请它进来。
So that's why Paul told Timothy and Paul all the members.
所以这里保罗告诉提摩太和所有的信徒。
You have to run away from evil desire.
你要逃避这些邪情私欲。
Because this is a very dangerous world.
因为我们正处在一个非常危险的世界里面。
How can we prevent ourselves?
我们要如何去装备自己呢？
To run away.
来逃避呢？
Let's turn to Job chapter 31, the book of Job.
我们看约伯记第三十一章。
Job chapter 31.
约伯记第
三十一章。
三十一章。
Job chapter 31.
约伯记三十一章
verse one,
第一节
The book of Job chapter 31 verse 1
约伯记三十一章第一节约伯记三十一章第一节我以眼睛立月怎能恋恋瞻望处女呢、
Job here tell us that he make a covenant with his eyes
这里约伯告诉我们他跟自己的眼睛立月
How can I look at a woman lustfully
我怎么能够、用这种充满情欲的方式去看一个女人呢
Because Jesus said, when you look at a woman lustfully, you commit adultery with her in your heart.
因为耶稣告诉我们，如果我们充满欲望的去看一个女人，我们就已经是犯了奸淫了。
So if we want to keep ourselves, we have to keep our eyes.
所以如果我们要保守自己，就必须要先保守自己的眼睛。
Nowadays, the cell phone or a tablet is very powerful.
今天我们的这些手机，还有我们的这个 tablet 是非常的有能力的。
Basically, you can watch anything you want on your cell phone.
基本上我们可以用我们的手机看任何的东西。
This is also a big temptation.
对于我们来说，这也是一个很大的试探。
So if we are not careful,
如果我们不小心
，we can fall into that.
我们就会掉入这些试探里
面。So be very careful when you're using your phone.
所以当我们用手机的时候，要非常小心。
Or when you watch the TV series, you should ask yourself what kind of content is talking about.
当我们要看这个电视节目，我们也要问，先问自己
：Is the content godly？
这个节目的内容是谈什么的？是否是
金
钱的呢
？Or is it promoting something negative or adulterous？
或者是正在传扬就是一些负面的东西，一些淫乱的东西呢
？So we have to keep ourselves. We have to run away.
所以我们要保守自己，要逃避。
But this is also pessimistic, passive.
那这样子来说是。比较消极。
What can we do more?
我们能够做更多的是什么呢
？Let's turn back to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
我们看提摩太后书
，chapter 2 verse 22.
第二章第二十二节。
Chapter 2 verse 22.
提摩太后书第二章第二十二节，你要逃避少年人的私欲，同他倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Paul told Timothy, not only you should avoid, but also you should pursue by praying to God.
这里保罗告诉提摩太，不但只要逃避，但同时呢，也要追求，就是借着祷告来去追求。
And you should have spiritual companion.
并且要有这个属灵的伙伴。
You have to have a goal.
必须要有这个属灵的目标。
Because you fill your heart with the word of God.
因为让自己的心充满着神的话。
If every day you feel very bored,
如果每天你都觉得非常的无聊。
What should you do when you're bored?
那无聊的时候你会做什么呢
？Of course, watch TV.
无聊的时候就会看电视。
Dramas.
或者看一些戏剧。
Movies.
或者看电影。
Or listen to worldly music.
或者去看听一些世俗的音乐。
Because you feel very boring, your heart has no other things to pursue.
因为心里面非常无聊，不知道要追求什么。
Then of course your mind will be polluted gradually.
那慢慢的，这个思想将会受到污染。
That's why nowadays for people to focus for one-hour sermon is very difficult.
所以今天如果要人很专心的听道理一个小时是非常困难的。
In the past, no problem.
以前是没有问题的。
But now one hour is very difficult.
可是现在听道理一个小时是非常困难。
One hour you do not touch your cell phone is very difficult.
一个小时不去摸自己的手机也是非常的困难。
Because now we are used to this stimulation.
因为今天我们都很习惯了被这种东西所击
，because our heart is not pure，
被这种东西所感染，因为我们的心已经不纯洁了。
The more you watch the worldly things, the more impure your heart。
我们越看这些世俗的东西越多，我们的心就更加的越不纯正。
When your heart is not pure, when you pray, you feel it's a big struggle。
当我们心里面不纯洁的时候，我们祷告的时候就变得是一个很大的挣扎。
20 years ago there was a very famous Taiwanese drama.
那20年前有一位很出名的台湾
的连续剧。
连续剧。
It's called 包青天。
他的名字叫包青天。
I still remember every night our whole family will after the dinner will just watch 包青天。
我还记得当时我们家庭每天吃完晚饭以后都会一起看这个包青天。
It's not a bad drama. It's nothing bad there.
那这连续剧并不是一个坏的连续剧，也没有什么不好。
It's just a historical drama.
只是一个历史的故事而已。
But the story is so intriguing, and then you just want to go episode episode.
可是它的故事是多么的吸引人，使到我们要一集一集的去追看。
Every night after dinner, you say, "Okay, let's watch this episode."
那每天晚上吃完晚饭以后，就必须要去看这个连续剧。
And I still remember my mom said, "After the 包青天 episode, we have the family service with the prayer."
那我还记得我妈妈说，看完包青天就是我们家庭一起来祷告的时候。
I still remember after we watching the episode, even during the family service, reading the Bible, my mind still thinking about 包青天。
我还记得虽然看完包青天，然后我们在家里面有一起的家庭聚会，我的脑海里面还是想着包青天里面的情节。
Still thinking tomorrow what will happen? We will catch the bad guy.
还会想着明天发生什么事情，是否会抓到那个坏人。
Even my prayer, I think about the things I watch.
甚至在祷告里面也会想到刚才的那些戏剧里面的情节。
And of course, I said that is historical drama, no bad content inside.
当然，这只是一个历史的戏剧，没有什么坏的东西。
But of course, I'm saying my point is the things you watch in the daytime will go directly into your mind.
可是我要告诉大家的就是，我们在白天所看的东西都会进入我们的脑海里面。
The more stimulation you receive, the more impure your heart can be.
我们更加得到这些东西所在我们脑海里面呢，我们的心里面就更加的不纯洁了。
So Paul told Timothy, if you spiritually you want to go deeper.
那这里保罗告诉提摩太，在属灵上我们要进入更深。
You have to remove distraction from your life.
要在生活上把这些困扰阻扰我们的、干扰我们的东西都拿走。
Less time with your cell phone, less time with your tablet, less time with your TV.
花更少的时间在手机、tablet 或者是电视机上。
More time to pray with your wife, with your husband.
花更多的时间跟我们的丈夫、妻子一起祷告。
More time to pray with your children.
花更多的时间跟儿女一起祷告。
You see, you find out that everybody in your family, when you pray more, your heart become pure.
我们就会发现，我们在家庭里面，如果大家都祷告更多，我们的心就更加的纯洁。
When everyone in your family, the heart is pure, when you talk among each other, you'll be more gentle, you'll be more understanding to each other.
当我们心里面更加纯洁的时候，当我们家里面的人在讲话的时候，大家都会比较温柔，比较容易明白对方。
And the Bible said, when your heart is pure, you see God.
圣经也告诉我们，清心的人能够见到神。
Because you see God's guidance.
因为看到神的带领。
Thirdly,
第三点。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章。
1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章。
Verse 11.
第十一节
6:11
提摩太前书第六章第十一节，十一节，但你这属神的人要逃避这些事，追求公义、金钱、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。
Paul told Timothy to avoid these things.
这里保罗告诉提摩太要逃避这些事。
Avoid what?
逃避什么事呢
？Verse 9-10
第九和第十节。
Verse 9-10
提摩太后书第六章第九和第十节，第九节。但那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。第十节，贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了正道，用许多愁苦把自己吃透了。
Here Paul told Timothy you should run away from the love of money.
这里保罗告诉提摩太要逃避这些爱钱财的事情。
There's nothing wrong with money.
其实钱财是没有错的。
We need money to survive.
我们需要钱财来生活。
Every day we go to earn money.
因为每天我们都去赚钱。
And the church need money to buy food to build a chapel.
教会也需要有钱来买食物来建造会堂。
So everybody have to work hard for money.
所以每个人都必须努力工作赚钱。
But what's wrong with money?
可是钱有问题吗？
If you love money, then you have problem.
只是当你贪恋成钱财的时候就有问题了。
Because if you love money, your heart is on the money.
因为当你爱钱财的时候，你的心就在钱财上。
You will start to lose focus on other things in your life.
那我们就会在我们生活上其他事情上都失去我们的注意力了。
Now, money has a very powerful attraction.
因为钱财它有非常大的吸引力。
First, money will never be enough.
因为钱永远都不会有人嫌多
的。There's no a single amount of money, so-called enough money.
因为没有一个金钱的数额让我们说是足够的。
It's up to your heart.
是由我们心做决定。
Money is just like salty water.
这个钱呢，就好像这些咸的水一样。
The more you drink it, the more you need it.
你越喝越你就越喝多，你就越要喝更多。
So Paul said, when a person loves money,
当一个人爱钱财,
every day he wants to think about how to get rich.
那每天他心里面都会想着如何发财。
Finally, what will happen?
那后来又怎么样呢?
You'll have a lot of snare to catch you.
又陷在这些迷惑和落在这些谎罗里面。
And then you'll have more lust, more and more desire.
有更多的私欲。
And spiritually, you'll be destroyed.
然后在属灵上就会灭亡了。
Or maybe you'll be tempted to leave the truth.
或者是被引诱离开了这个真理。
Or maybe you just have so much worry in your life.
或者有很多的在生活上有很多的这些忧虑。
You know, for the past few months, you look at the stock market in China.
在过去几个月，如果我们看看中国的股市。
So many people put their whole life saving because they think that by putting into the bank, it's not getting enough return.
因为很多人他们觉得把钱放在银行那个所得到的回酬是非常的少。
So they put all their whole life saving because they want to get rich quicker, faster.
他们把一生的储蓄都放在这个股市上。
The whole nation try to get rich.
希望能够更快的得到更多的钱，直到整个国家都能够发达起来。
For some a few months, many people, all the people are happy.
那有一段时间大家都非常的高兴。
But after the stock market crash, everybody cry.
可是当这个股市崩溃的时候，每个人都在哭了。
They lose everything.
因为他们失去了一切。
Because they are not content with whatever they have.
因为他们对于自己手中所有的都不满足。
So they have so much worries.
所以现在他们充满忧虑。
When Jesus was on earth,
当主耶稣在世上的时候，
there was a man come to ask Jesus Christ to help.
有一个人来到主耶稣面前要求他帮助。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 12.
我们看路加福音第12章
Luke chapter 12 verse 15.
第十五节
Luke chapter 12 verse 15.
路加福音第十二章第十五节
Luke chapter 12 verse 15.
路加福音第十二章十五节，十五节。对于，于是对众人说：“你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心。”因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
Some person come to ask Jesus to help divide the estate between him and his brother because they have a dispute.
有一个人因为跟自己的兄长有这个分家的纷争，所以要求耶稣来帮他们做这个分家的事情。
You know, the brother is supposed to be the closest because they share the mother's womb. They have the same mother, same father.
你的兄弟姐妹应当是你最亲密的人，因为跟你是同一个爸爸、
But、
同一个妈妈的。
Because of money, these two become opponent.
因为钱财，这两个人现在他们变成了仇人。
So because of money, you can lose your relatives.
所以因为钱的问题，也会失去自己的亲人。
Because of money, you can lose your health.
因为钱的问题，也会失去自己的健康。
Because you're working too hard, you love money.
我们因为钱太过努力工作。
So Jesus tells us a very, 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 very famous statement.
所以这里主耶稣 说出了一句非常出名的话。
The life of man is not consist of the abundance of material.
就是说人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
Yes, brother and sister, look at our life today.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们看看我们的生活。
Since you come to Canada,
你来了加拿大，当你来了加拿大以后，
What have you achieved?
你已经得到了什么呢？
Compared to the life before,
跟以前的 生活比较，
Do you think that God has blessed you already?
有没有感觉到神有祝福你呢？
In the past when you come, maybe you don't have anything.
之前当你来到的时候可能一无所有。
Maybe you don't have a house.
可能没有房子。
But now you have a house.
可是现在有房子了。
Maybe you don't have a job. You didn't have a job.
可能之前没有工作，现在有工作了。
But now you have a stable job.
现在有一个稳定的工作。
You have food to eat.
有食物吃，
you have clothes to wear.
有衣服穿。
But are you still unhappy?
可是你是否还是不高兴呢？
If you're still unhappy,
是否是如果还是不高兴的话
If you still want more,
如果还要求更多
That means your heart already love money.
就告诉我们说，你的心已经开始爱钱财了。
You have one house, but you're not happy with your house. You think other people's houses are bigger.
你有了一间房子，你还觉得不够，因为认为别人的房子比你的房子大。
One is not enough. You want two or three or four.
一间还是不够，希望有两间、三间或者四间。
So even though you have material, but you still live like a poor person.
虽然已经有了这些物质上的东西，可是还是过着一个贫穷人的生活。
Because you want more, you want to work harder.
因为心里面要更多，而且要更加努力去赚取。
You have a lot of worry, a lot of stress, more than you can bear.
心里面有很多的忧虑、压力，多过自己所能承担的。
Every night you cannot sleep because think about the figures.
每一天想到钱财的时候都不能够睡觉。
And even you have no time to come to church or very few time to work for God.
甚至没有时间来教会，因为没有时间来为神工作。
This love of money is very powerful.
所以这个爱钱财这个心是非常有能力的。
We need money, but we should not love money.
我们是需要钱，可是却不需要爱钱。
So Paul told Timothy.
所以保罗告诉提摩太。
Run away from the love of material.
所以要逃避这些追求物质上的享受。
What should you seek?
你要追求什么呢
？Let's turn back to First Timothy chapter 6.
我们回去看这个提摩太前书第六章。
Chapter 6 verse 11.
提摩太前书第六章的第十一节
The second half said, Seek righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness.
提摩太前书第六章第十一节的下半段就是追求公义、金钱、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔
That means ask yourself, in front of God, what do you have?
就是在神面前质问我们有什么
God will not care how much money do you have when you die.
神不会理会当你离世的时候你有多少钱
Because whatever you have cannot bring away.
因为你所有的都不能够带去
But if tonight our life ends,
如果今天晚上我们的生命在就此而终结
look into you.
那神会看看你
How much righteousness do you have?
你行了多少公义
How much godliness do you have?
你有多金钱
How much faith do you have?
你有多少的信心
How much have you loved the person, the people beside you?
你爱你身边的人多少
How much perseverance, how much gentleness you have?
你有多忍耐多温柔
So, do not seek the abundance of physically.
所以不要去追求这些物质上的更多
But pursue spiritual richness.
可是要追求这个属灵的事
I visited a member who was very sick.
我探访了一位非常病重的信徒。
She didn't know how much time that she can have in this world.
她不知道自己能够在世上活多久。
And then she told me.
她告诉我。
You know, when I'm sick.
现在我生病了。
When I'm lying on the bed.
现在我躺在床上。
All the material that I value so much in the past doesn't matter much to me.
以前我所看中的这些物质的东西对我来说现在已经毫无意义了
All the houses
我的房子
doesn't mean anything to me
对我来说已经没有意思了
Now I know what is important
现在我知道什么是最重要
My faith
就是我的信心
My relationship with God
我跟神的关系
So she discovered this when she was ill
她在生病当中明白这点
So today we have to also focus on the right thing
所以今天我们也要专心在对的事情上。
Yes, we have to work hard.
当然我们要努力工作。
But our life, our heart is on Lord Jesus Christ.
可是我们的心我们的生活生命应当是在主耶稣身上。
So, we know the things we should avoid and pursue.
我们已经知道了什么东西要逃避什么东西要去追求。
And then our spiritual life we have a right goal.
那我们的这个属灵的生命就有一个正确的方向。
Let's sing hymn 183.
我们在唱诗183首。